Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast.
We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through parenthood, life, and owning creative businesses. I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
And I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, and performer, and mom of three. Hey guys, welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. Tonight we are going to be talking about pulling it together.
Pulling it together.
Pulling yourself together. Pulling your style together.
Pull it together, Katie.
Pulling your emotions together. When you're feeling frazzled, or if you're feeling like you're in a bit of a rut, be it style rut, emotional rut, just sort of motivation rut.
We're gonna talk about literally in a rut, stuck on the side of the street.
If you're like back down, belly up, in a literal rut. And you can't get out, we'll address that too.
Yeah, comment, because you have your phone clearly. Just use the last little bit of battery to comment and we'll see it.
And we'll send help.
Weeks later
when this is released. Okay. But before we get into that content, we of course have to thank our amazing sponsor.
Woohoo!
This episode is brought to you by Dry Shampoo.
I couldn't go a day without dry shampoo.
A day? Really?
I have very greasy hair.
Okay. I didn't even have dry shampoo until a year or two ago. So what did I even do then? What was I doing
greasy,
with my life?
Nasty hair. Washing
you know what
it every
I think
day.
I was doing?
Washing
I think
it.
I was washing it every day. That's
no,
what I used to be
overrated.
Doing. I was like, back in corporate America days, I would like shower daily, blow dry daily.
Wow.
Flat iron daily. It was probably terrible
you
for
know
my
hair. You know, it's not healthy to wash your hair every day.
I know.
It's much more healthy to like grab an aerosol can and just spray it full of chemicals, I think.
At least that's what we're going with now. I feel like one person read an article that was like, it's actually not healthy to shower every day. And we all went, okay. That'll work.
Does anyone have any like
perfect
powder?
Yeah.
That makes my hair look like an old person? And then I'll just kind of like smooshing around a
that's
little bit.
For brunettes, we're the only ones who have to deal with that. The blondes are like, oh, great. It blends right in.
Fun story, not quite a tag, but I
make
have
it a tag.
My bangs now. Okay, this will be the longest tag known to man. I have bangs now, and so I really just, they get greasier more than the rest of my hair because I touch them all the time and whatever. Forehead grease. Ew.
You know,
brought to you by forehead grease. You know. Anyway, so I sprayed a whole bunch of dry shampoo on, and I went to drop Oval off at the nursery, and I came out. And there was like a spotlight right on my bangs, I guess. And Jonathan goes, whoa. And I go, what? And he goes, you have like a white spot in your bangs. I was like, why didn't you tell me before we got out of the car? And he goes,
man.
I didn't see it, but that light's just shining on it. So it was like my bangs, I had messed with them and they like parted. Like the parting of the
red,
sea. And you could
scalp.
See like just the white dot of dry shampoo. So that's how not to use dry shampoo.
Dry shampoo. For when you want a spot of wisdom.
Of wisdom.
I bet you looked wise in that spot.
Dry shampoo. Brush it out.
Brush it out. Oh, that's
brush
true.
It out.
I do have a dry shampoo with a hint of color.
Ooh. There's the kind for brunettes, but I'm a sucker for that like tropical flavor.
Ooh. You eat yours?
I just sometimes.
Dry shampoo. You can eat them.
Kind of.
Can
you? It's probably illegal. If you're having a real bad day.
It's a snack and a hair solution.
Snack and a hair solution. Dry shampoo.
I do have a friend who says she doesn't shower every day, but she'll style her hair like every three days, and uses dry shampoo, and then even the curl kind of hangs in there. She doesn't even like.
I will say my hair styles better when it's dirty. When I coached cheerleading, I had a couple of the gals on my squad. This is when I first found out about dry shampoo. We were at cheer camp. For anyone who knows about that, it's like, I'm not going to say it's like football camp, but it's intense. Did you guys hear about Girl Scout camp?
Did you hear about that Girl Scout camp, though?
It was intense.
It was intense. Literally.
I was going to go there.
You made that joke already.
I know.
Two.
I forgot. I didn't listen to them all. I'm kidding. I have all of them. Go back to two. It's kind of worth it. It's a lot of my life. Or is it your life?
It's yours. It's mine. Katie, it's yours. I don't know.
Katie remembers everything. Okay, anyway.
Episode 3 is
they didn't. They sweat every single day through their outfits. And they went the whole time without washing their hair like a week. They hadn't washed their hair in like 3 weeks.
Wow.
And I literally was like, I don't understand how it's possible that your hair does not just look wet from grease. And they're like, dry shampoo. And I was like,
what? So what year was this?
I mean, it was a while ago. It was when
it's been around a while.
I started when I was in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, it was probably like 4 years ago.
Man, if only I'd known sooner.
5 years ago.
Okay, so we need a couple taglines for dry shampoo. You got any?
We came up with a couple. Dry shampoo. Hygiene's overrated.
Perfect. Love it.
Thanks.
I love it.
Do you think they will?
Oh, yeah. I think they'll be. Right. They'll be super satisfied.
Okay.
Dryshampoo.com.
Dryshampoo.com. I was going to try to do .po. And then.
Dryshampoo. I don't think that's a thing.
No.
I don't think that's a thing. What if I do a tagline from regular shampoo? And his tagline is regular shampoo. Hey!
Hey!
Who wants to use me now? You have to wash me out.
Suave. Don't you look dumb?
Don't you look dumb? Wait, we're just like ruining other products now.
I'm just kidding. I love dry shampoo.
Regular shampoo. My lifespan's so short.
Not anymore. Now it like lives forever because you shampoo? Only use it. No, regular shampoo's lifespan's long now.
Like in the pipes?
Oh,
I see.
Right?
I meant like the lifespan of its, you know, when you're using it in the shower.
No, now I mean like that one bottle lasts you months.
That's true. So it's in favor of dry shampoo. It's kind of like the Chick-fil-A cow.
Right.
It's like
eat more chicken.
Regular shampoo is like, yeah, dry shampoo. I'll just hang out in this bottle.
Use more dry shampoo.
I'll just hang out and there's always more of me than conditioner. You know it's true.
If you haven't used dry shampoo and you have greasy hair,
you have no one to blame but yourself.
You should try it.
Yeah.
And you can get the kind that's not in an aerosol.
I also think you can make your own out of cocoa powder if you're a brunette. I've heard that before.
Wait, what?
I don't know. We'll look it up. We'll look it up.
I feel like
there's more ingredients in that, but that's part of it.
We need to look at it. Just like, you smell fabulous, but you look terrible.
Thank you. It's my chocolate hair.
Cocoa?
Okay. Cool. Thanks, dry shampoo.
Thanks.
Okay, so we're going to talk about pulling it together.
Pulling it together.
This is a phrase that I've heard before. Like,
Katie, pull it together.
No.
Okay.
Not me directly. More like, you always look so pulled together.
Or put together.
Okay, put together. You always look so put together.
Thanks.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
But I have never heard that. Nor have I felt that most days.
What?
So I'm going to talk about some challenges. A lot of these are like kind of mom specific challenges, or they're like work from home specific challenges, stay at home specific challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of dry shampoo, let's start with this challenge.
Okay.
How do you pull it together
mm-hmm.
when you're not feeling too fresh and clean? Maybe you haven't had a shower or haven't had time to have a shower. You have a newborn,
mm-hmm.
something like that. How do you pull it together? So,
or you forget you have a meeting and then it's like, oh, yeah, the meeting's in 10 minutes. I can totally make it across town. And you're like, my hair's in a messy bun and mm-hmm. I'm in my pajamas.
Mm-hmm. So how do we pull it together? So dry shampoo is real. That's dry a real thing. Dry shampoo is
real. That literally, I think that'd be my number. That's the only way you can get your hair not looking embarrassingly greasy.
Yeah.
Without showering and washing it.
That's true.
That or a hat, which usually if you're trying to look pulled together, the hat's not
maybe
gonna...
a fancy hat. Maybe a big like wide brim hat.
Like one of those like
wow.
Like red hat ladies.
No, like a
oh,
you know,
like a hipster hat.
A hipster hat. Or like a, you know, sombrero.
That crosses the line that Jonathan will allow. Of that and hat. Fake glasses, I think, are my line.
Oh man, but you'd look so cute.
I've put one on before and he just was like, no.
Mm. I do love hats. Oh, what about a little beanie? Not professional though.
I think cute, for what though. I do, I could get away with it if it's cold.
You know, this is not necessarily a business meeting, though. Let's just say you're going to coffee with friends.
Put together.
Cute
oh,
little
yeah.
beanie always looks cute.
And I think there's a weather guideline with beanie. I think it can be included in the pull together if it's like...
Relevant to the
30
weather.
Degrees or under. Yeah. If it's like 50s,
yeah,
the beanie's like, a little
I
bit like...
you're hiding some dirty hair under there.
Yeah, or like a lot of beads of sweat.
Yeah.
Because it's hot.
I was going to say something that makes me feel pulled together,
mm-hmm.
Even if I'm not so fresh and so clean, is wearing all black. I don't know why, but if I'm wearing all black, I feel like, wow, you look really pulled together.
Yeah, you look like, are you from New York?
Yeah. Or, I guess the opposite of that is wearing anything that you could also work out in or do yard work in. Not feeling pulled together.
That makes you feel pulled together.
That'd be the opposite. Just put on some black jeans and a black shirt and you'll instantly kind of up the put together look.
Yeah.
But also, I'm very sensitive to like not just logos, but like, you know, like the shirts you get at like a family reunion or like a team building exercise that just sort of say the event you went to. I never feel very put together when I'm wearing that.
Like Fish Fry 2016. Right. Yeah.
My general rule of thumb, if I want to feel put together, I think, would I want my picture taken in this?
Oh, that's a good question. And I probably
wouldn't like go out of my way to pick out a logo t-shirt.
Unless it's like vintage.
Yeah, okay.
Like cool.
Yeah. But wearing all black's an easy cop out.
Wearing all black's good. Okay, so trendy hats. Yes.
Yeah. Brushing your teeth always makes me feel pulled together.
You know, I think that's just basic like human hygiene. I don't know.
That, I will say keeping some mints in your car is always good in a emergency situation.
Yeah, I will say
I instantly feel a little more confident.
I was at a big shoot today and I like curled my hair and like wore all black.
Yeah, you look great.
And then right as like the 35 tween girls started showing up with their parents, I had like, oh, I have coffee breath.
Right.
Oh, I have terrible coffee breath. And like, I'm patting all over my body. I'm like, no gum, no gum. Mm-hmm. And then automatically I thought I went from like put together to feeling unput together.
Right. I know. So gum, it's amazing mint, that's a good one. Yeah, how that'll do that. I also have a lip gloss that I love that is menthol. So as you like put it on, it freshens your breath and it kind of makes you feel put together.
Do you eat it?
No, but it's on your mouth. So you can kind of. Yeah.
When the bad breath crosses the threshold of your lips,
it, well, like, you know, as you lick your lips and whatnot, it literally tastes like mint. It's really nice. It's my favorite.
Now I kind
of. I can get it from Bath and Body Works.
You holding out on me? Okay, I'll have to try some of that.
And the guys like it when they kiss ya.
Oh. You mean the Jared likes
the
it?
The one guy.
The Jared likes it.
The one.
That one guy. That's a good one. Okay, let me think of one more because I've kind of had the meeting to where like, and sometimes when you do like the fast pull together. That's when you get the most, like, you look really cute today.
Oh, hey, you look nice.
I think, like, maybe a little bit. lipstick. I feel
so
like
true.
Lipstick is solid. Like, someone looks at someone with, like, brighter, bold lipstick.
And they're like, wow.
And I think, like, you spend a lot of time getting ready today.
And you're like, that's the only make I'm looking. It's an illusion.
Right. And I'm going to throw out a story of my friend Charity. Yeah, we were doing, she's like a.
Shout out Charity.
Shout out Charity. Maybe we'll have her on the podcast sometime. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she lives in Dallas now, but she is like a business strategist, I guess would be the word. And so we were working on a project with her on the video content side. So we had been up for this client, like there was some sort of big board meeting with like 40 people the next day at 8 a.m. And we stayed up like doing the creative content to present or whatever the next morning. And I didn't have to present. I just had to sit in there for like if anyone had questions. But we were up to like 3:30 or 4 in the morning. And then we like left and we're like, see you in 2 hours, you know, type thing. And then we showed up for the board meeting. And I would say I looked presentable for someone who had been up until 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So like I tried, but I probably looked whatever. And it was right before the holidays. And she walks in. And she looks, like, fabulous. She remembers this. She had, like, a little, like, a poinsettia flower on her, like, lapel. Like, what word am I looking for? Not boutonniere. It's the woman one. Corsage. Mm-hmm. Like, a corsage, like, thing. And, like, this plaid silk shirt with a collar and, like, bright red lipstick. And, like, her hair looked great. And I was like, what on earth? Like, what on earth? And she killed the meeting. And afterwards, I was like, how do you look so good when you got 1 hour of sleep? And she goes, anytime I don't get any sleep the night before and I have something big, she's like, instead of most people would be like, okay, can I get ready in 10 minutes? I'm only getting 2 hours of sleep. She like takes extra time and like really blows it out of the water.
Oh, really?
So she's like, I took a shower. She like fixed her hair all well. Yeah. She put on like the full face of makeup because like that's what your body needs to be like. We got this. Right. We got this. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Keep the momentum going.
Yeah. Like,
did
if
she sleep
you feel,
at all?
I think she maybe slept like an hour.
But you slept like two. Going,
I slept
I
two
milk
and looked
this.
Like, eh.
Right.
But in her, it made sense because it's kind of like if I feel tired and like not together on the inside, I'm going to make sure I'm like together on the outside.
Mm.
And it made it look, because think how like not confident you would feel if you're running a meeting and you just feel like your eyes look tired and you're tired. So it's like, no, get up. Take a long shower, blow out your hair, and, like, put on that red lipstick.
Love it.
And a corsage.
That's sort of the dress for success type of mentality. Like, dress
Yeah.
Dress on the outside how you want to feel on the inside.
Yeah. Kind of like, I feel terrible, so I'm going to make sure I look great. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if that is, I'm trying to put myself in the newborn mom phase. I wonder if that is encouraging or not.
Well,
encouraging.
I think that's different because. Because
that's not.
You're not
one
like.
One day.
Well, right. It's not one day that you're like doing a meeting with like 40 professionals.
Right.
But I do think new moms could benefit. Like when Opal was young, I remember sometimes it feels good to just be like, can you watch her a second? I'm going to go straighten my hair.
Right.
And then you put on like makeup and you're like, let's go to Target.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go walk around. Target. Yeah. And it always make me feel like real good.
Totally.
And even if it just makes you feel good. Sometimes I'd feel real good and I'd look back at pictures and be like, eh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
Hey, that's actually a really good transition into my next challenge question.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is just literally getting dressed, like summoning the will to get dressed.
To get into regular clothing.
When you are a stay-at-home mom or work-from-home business owner or newborn
both.
Mom
or
season.
Both.
Yeah, all of the above. What are some like some tricks to pulling it together, even if maybe you don't plan on leaving your house? You just want to kind of like, you know, not be in jammies all day.
Yeah. Do you not want to be in jammies all day?
Is that your tip? Is just stay in those jammies?
I'm not going to lie. No, I don't think that's, okay. I don't think that's a good advice tidbit I would give out, but it happens.
Right.
Sometimes.
Right.
And I think it's okay if it happens sometimes. I just don't think you can slip into like, every time.
Right.
So I normally, well, with Opal, I feel like I wake up and I stay in pajamas until she takes her first nap. And then usually in my mind, I'm like, then I'm going to get ready.
Right.
While she's taking her first nap. But then when she goes down, I'm like, no, I have all these things I need to do. Because by that time it's 10 a.m. and
I'm
all the emails
are
flooded
in.
Right. Yeah. And so then all of a sudden it's like 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hang on, mom, I got to go get ready for the day. And she's like, what? So,
yeah,
that happens sometimes. Yeah. My New Year's resolution, my friend Janae posted, she's going to get up before her kids. And we've talked about that before.
We have, yeah.
And so we'll see.
Getting up for your kids instead of to your kids?
Yep. That was it.
Yeah, we said that in an earlier episode.
Too. I remember.
I think we were quoting the same person.
I just need the third time for someone to bring it up and it'll be like it's
It'll be meant to be. Well, here's some stuff that I have.
Tell me.
I've heard, but not necessarily do, but
we're
some of it I do.
We're learning with you guys.
I will say one of the temptations into staying in jammies all day are as if my jammies are like just kind of like black sweatpants and
it's leggings and a baggy
t-shirt. Yeah, like a baggy t-shirt.
I could put on like Birkenstocks and look somewhat ready to go.
Yeah, it could be an outfit. And the advice that I heard was get some really cute pajama sets where it's like you treat them as sacred. Like it's my bedtime routine. On go the jammies. Mm-hmm. It's for sleeping. And then it would be like something where like if someone came to the door and you were wearing them, you'd be like, I'm very clearly still in my jammies. And then you'll kind of get in more the habit of just wearing them for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I have not done that yet, but I think that's an interesting tip.
There have been times I've signed for packages.
When I'm straight up pajama sets.
Literally once the guy said, I had Opal with me. And he said, do you need a minute? And I was like, no. I thought in my head, like, I just have to sign the thing, right? Like, we're not doing a whole thing. Like, why would I need the minute I would need? I could have already signed it. And then I thought, do I look that bad that you had to ask me if I needed a minute?
He said, because I can see you.
Yeah.
But a couple things that I do, just a couple tidbits. For one, I'm really, really used. I got myself used to wearing shoes in my house, meaning like boots or like I have these boots that have just a tiny bit of like a wedge heel. Very, very comfortable.
Uh-huh.
But for whatever reason, when I'm wearing them.
Your power boots.
Yeah. I just feel a little like there's a little more power in my step.
It's a
like
little
I'm just kind of like
plump to your
I'm
step.
Wearing these on purpose. Like mm-hmm. And if you kind of pick like your like kick booty boots, like these are my combat boots. Like I'm going to kill today, like this is my work boot mm-hmm. and I'm going to work. You can't really wear boots with like sweatpants, like it doesn't, it's weird, it would be strange for
right,
you to do it
right.
So then you're kind of like, well, I gotta put on my combat boots, I gotta put on the outfit that goes with my combat boots mm-hmm. comes my combat outfit and I'm people are kind of like, I need to break out of the mom uniform. I'm like, no, get a mom uniform. That's in my mind. If you're just staying home all day.
Yeah.
Get your like comfy jeans.
Right.
Your comfy five t-shirts or whatever it is that you look good, feel good, fit good. Get your combat boots on. And at least you're in an outfit that's not jammies. You know what I mean?
Right. And sometimes I'm like, should I wear like those jeans today? And then I'm like, no, because they're uncomfortable to sit in. And then maybe not if I was 5 pounds less, but... And then, like, I sit all day at my computer, and they're like, no, I'm at my house. No, I'm going to wear leggings, which is also dangerous if you wear, like, elastic-waisted pants every day. Throwing that out there.
Health-wise. We'll get to the health section here.
Yes. But leggings are kind of my mom uniform, I feel like.
But I love leggings. I feel like you can look pulled together in leggings and combat boots.
I just wear those leggings
I'm
like
using
pants.
The word combat loosely.
I'm wearing with a midriff tank.
Oh, yeah. That's where we differ.
I'm just kidding. I don't.
I know you don't. But another thing, too, is creating a habit. Sometimes an easy thing to create a habit is a transition habit. So let me explain that a little bit. If you think every morning I have to go in and get my daughter out of her crib, right? That's a thing that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You could decide, before I get my daughter out of my crib every morning, I have to be dressed.
Ooh.
So it's sort of like a transition. Mm-hmm. I have to transition into awake, and that even if it's like I get up 5 minutes before I know she's going to wake up or whatever. Nora doesn't really cry anymore. She's more like, ah. And I'm like, oh, okay, gotta go get dressed.
You can hear like the, hey, Ma.
Right, exactly. Ma. So I'm like, okay, that's like my 5 minute warning. I have time to go get dressed and then go
it
get her out.
It progresses into the cry.
Yeah. Mom!
Sometimes I like wait and like after like 20 minutes and finally it's like a,
that was too long. But ideally, my kids are a little bit older now. I know that they're up by like 7. I could set my alarm for 6:45 and at least just be dressed.
Right.
Dressed, hair and pulled back or whatever.
I don't think Opal would recognize me. She's like, your eyes are too open.
So I guess that would be like a good stepping stone if you're intimidated by like, up before my kids. Get up so early. What if you just take 5 minutes and are dressed before your kids get up?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like,
You don't have to have your hair done.
Yeah, I've had done a hour of yoga. I'd love to work toward that, but that's not my reality right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then... if none of those sound like something you can even do right now, mm-hmm. like, because all of those require a little bit of self-discipline.
Then just give up.
No, I was going to say, because I was in that place before where I was like, I don't know how to get myself out of pajamas. Uh-huh. It's just one thing that I'm like, that's the first to go because there's too many other things. The best thing I did for myself during that time was I joined a gym. And so what I would do is basically wake up in my workout outfit, get to the gym, do my Zumba, but I would bring my outfit for the day and I would go take my time
in
the bathroom.
What time was your meeting? Workout.
Workout 9.
And then where would your kids be?
In the kid care center or whatever.
Oh, there's kid care center.
Yeah. First find a gym that has a kid care center. Which that was a big challenge for me too. It was just like, all the nervousness of like, they're in a different room in the same building.
I was going to say.
That I can literally see into.
Would Jared be like, you're not putting them in there?
No, he'd be like, what? Why didn't you do that a year ago? You're way happier. They've been like.
We haven't gotten there yet. We still have our one like.
Precious.
Precious treasure that we're like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think I've mentioned that before. That was a big game changer for me when I had 3 kids because I thought, I'm never going to leave the house again. Like, how am I ever going to?
Right.
And so going to the gym where all 3 could be in the same room where I could see them from the, you know, track.
That's amazing. What kind of gym was this?
I mean, it was just a gym.
You could see, and you could work out.
Like a community center.
The kids. Wow.
Well, it just like had a bunch of windows on it. So it's like, you know, you can kind of go, they're there watching.
Oh, that sounds good.
Watching a movie playing with Jenga or whatever, you know. But anyway, so there's something nice about saying, like, I have to be at the gym at 9 because otherwise Betty...
I'm not going to be dressed the whole day.
Well, no, like, Betty's expecting me. So it's like you get your workout, you have, like, a place to report to, and you know, I'm not collecting my kids again until I'm dressed. Now I'm dressed for the day. So
yeah,
it's 10,
yeah.
I'm dressed, I'm out of the house, we're all in the car. I've worked out, and I can go anywhere now. I can do anything now. I'm unstoppable.
That's amazing.
Or I'll just, like, go home and, like, take off my outfit and get back in bed while they sleep. Just kidding. Don't do that part. Or do. I don't know. Live your life. Okay. So any thoughts on that? On getting dressed? Physically getting dressed?
That's a good one. When I do it, I feel better.
Yeah. I would say too.
About myself.
Yeah.
And it's not even like about myself, but I feel like I get more done in the day.
Oh, totally. It's a whole different attitude you bring with yourself when you're not in just jammies.
Yeah. And sometimes you're like, 5 o'clock.
Stringy hair.
What happened? Your makeup. Sometimes I just feel bad for Jonathan because I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, I haven't had to look in the mirror at this all day, but you have.
You have had to look
like,
at me.
Anything annoying that I do has to be, like, multiplied by 10 if I, like, haven't gotten myself ready for the day.
Okay, so next challenge. How to feel pulled together when you have so many things. When you have so many things with you because you have a child or you're, you know, going to do, I don't know, you need to have, like, your laptop and your child with you, or you need to have, I don't know. Do you ever feel like you just have so many things?
Yes, and I have one child.
Yeah.
I don't even know too many things to carry at one time. I even feel like getting everything into the diaper bag before I leave my house is, like, sometimes when she's napping, I'll, like, take everything out to the car and load it in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But I don't feel like that's... I don't feel pulled together while I'm doing it.
You don't feel pulled together?
No. I don't feel like I've, like, nailed it. I do think... to narrow down what's like the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. Like, I always brought my makeup bag everywhere with me. Just everywhere. My whole, like, every piece of makeup, which I don't wear a ton of makeup, but every piece that it's like traveling. Like, some people have a makeup, like, area in their bathroom. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nope, it all fits in this little bag and it comes with me everywhere.
Really?
And so now I'm like, well, the makeup bag goes. Because guess what? There's makeup on my face. So worst case scenario, I eat something and this lipstick or whatever comes off and like... Uh-oh.
Right.
Whatever. I put makeup on today, so I'm winning. Anyway, so totally. I think taking just the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And then realizing what's the worst thing that could happen? You could be in Gap and she could pee through her outfit and you buy a pair of tights, which maybe happened over Christmas break.
There you go.
And it was okay. I didn't have an extra outfit.
Yeah.
And I got some sale tights.
I will say one of the things that makes me feel pulled together when I have too many things is... One thing I noticed is when you have a newborn and you have, like, a baby carrier and then, like, the diaper bag. And then sometimes people have, like, their purse and a diaper bag.
Right. And you're like, no, no, no. Consolidate that.
Yeah. And sometimes people have a purse, a diaper bag, and, like, a baby blanket that they're holding in another arm in case,
like,
they
a
need
coat
it.
For them, a coat for
and
the
then
kid.
A coat for them and a coat for the kid. And so one thing I observed just really, like, early on is I was like, you know, I'd rather carry one bag that fits all of those things, even if it's a bigger bag. Mm-hmm. Like, just to have one...
Just one thing. Like, one did I get the
strap.
One thing I need?
Yes.
Or is the
or
one
just
thing,
like,
not with me?
You know there's a little extra room where you can shove that blanket or shove that coat or whatever. Zip it up. And there's one bag. So I got, like, a... I think it's, like, called an overnight bag.
Oh.
So it's just a little bit larger than, like, a normal bag. During my newborn years.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that always made me feel a little more put together. Not like a bag lady. Just a one bag.
Just a one bag lady.
It's not like seven bags hanging off of every arm and you're just like walking
a pack
through
mule.
The...
That's
yeah, exactly.
That. A pack mule.
That always made me feel put together.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay, so here's another challenge. I can probably talk about this more than you, but maybe not.
Well, no pressure.
This is me judging you for being so thin.
Oh, stop it.
When you're not quite at your goal weight, you're feeling a little chubby.
I have had a baby as well.
A little chub.
Throwing that out there.
Yeah. How do you feel pulled together?
Chub-a-rub.
Even though you're like, this is, I could look better than this. This isn't the plan to stay like this forever. Sometimes I feel like I want to walk down the street and be like,
this isn't forever.
I've actually lost 30, but I still have 10 to go. But hang on with me.
It could be worse, but it's going to be so much better.
It's going to be better. Let me tell you some mistakes I've done.
Okay.
When I'm in a chubby face. Okay.
Chubby face.
One mistake is that I would just wear really baggy things. Like a baggy shirt with a baggy kimono over it.
Like more layers.
Some not skinny jeans, like some
baggy jeans.
Wider jeans.
So you took like 10 pounds you wanted to lose and added like 30.
I'm like, well, no one knows if I'm thin or chubby underneath all this bagginess. Well, I'm sure they'll assume I'm thin. It's baggy. Who's to say?
Who's to say what's under here?
Here's the thing. You can kind of
still see.
They're probably going to guess.
Shape.
It's chub. It's chub.
But you're right. You can still dress flattering to your body even when the shape's
yes,
a little
and
bit
I just want to empower people of you can pair, first of all, you can pair tighter things with looser things. That's always a good idea.
Yes.
So if you're wearing like, which first of all,
just not all tight things.
Convert to high-waisted jeans because they help you out a little bit.
Immediately.
They kind of suck in some tummy. But if you're wearing like skinny jeans in a tight tank top, and let's just say they're like all black. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to hurt Shaylee's heart if I keep saying.
Unless you're a runway model.
Yeah.
Probably not.
But what I'm saying is, let's say you're wearing both of those tight things. Then go for it and wear like a baggy kimono over it or a baggy sweater or something like that. You know what I mean? You can pair loose with tight.
Yes.
And still kind of hide some stuff without feeling like.
My favorite is leggings with like a baggier shirt.
Yeah.
That kind of, which I will say, I don't have a large chest.
Mm-hmm.
So when I wear baggy shirts, they like hang nicely.
Right.
On my body.
Yeah.
Where I know some people
I've heard.
Right. That have larger chests are like, well, that makes me look big because then it just hangs
like a
out.
Tent.
Which right. I would so say, I don't have that problem. So
I would say my workaround is anything A-line is very flattering on the larger chest people with the. Anyway, maybe we can do a sort of a.
We complete each other. Dress for your body type.
Yeah. Or like a. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that sometime.
I'm Stay a triangle. Tuned. I'm a rectangle.
So here's another mistake that I've made is that if I'm feeling like my face is chubbier than normal, I will hide my face. Even maybe subconsciously. I don't know. And I normally don't know.
Hair?
Like hair, like you know what I mean. Like I want to wear my hair down
you
and kind of just
and like your hair gets bigger and bigger.
Yes, my hair gets bigger, or like I don't know. I'm for sure gonna wear my glasses because that kind of breaks up my face bulk. And
you know,
like,
I'm something gonna, else I've noticed, which I don't know. This is like me noticing like what other people try to do in their like chubby face. I'm not meaning it that way,
right?
But like tiny purses don't make you look tinier.
I've never noticed that. That's really
funny.
They make
you look bigger. Maybe it's those tiny little backpacks or just tiny. I feel like I've observed like some tiny, tiny purses.
That's hilarious.
And I feel like no matter how small you are, a tiny purse makes you look bigger because it's so tiny. It's a scale issue.
It's a scale issue.
Get so a get huge old bag.
My overnight bag. That's see?
And
it
be
applies.
Like, I'm so small I can barely carry this.
That's really
That's good.
Good.
That's good.
But I was going to say, and there's nothing wrong with wearing your hair down or anything like that, but I think like every now and then it would be like a crutch. And so I would have to remind myself if I was in public, and this sounds kind of bad, but like I would find people who were similar in body type to me. And I would see them like with a beautiful bun, hair pulled back, makeup fresh. And maybe they had like a little extra chin like I do.
And you're like,
and I wouldn't ever
looking pretty
think,
good. Right.
Oh, why wouldn't they have hid that chin with as much hair as possible? I think, oh, what's wrong with me? Why am I like trying to hide from
and
the world?
I honestly think sometimes my hair makes me look bigger down than in like pulled back.
Yeah, maybe. I think
because
every
I think
face is
it like it adds maybe like I've always felt like it adds not like I look bad because I wear my hair down a lot, but if I look at pictures, usually like my face looks slimmer because then you can like see their neck.
Right, neck.
But when it's down,
neckline.
It like is just like
yeah.
large.
And I would say it helps me feel more pulled together
when
my
your
hair
is
back
literally pulled together.
And it's back out of my face.
Uh-huh.
Even like sometimes I pull the bangs back if I'm really going crazy, but that's pretty rare. It's a rare sighting. It's kind of like seeing a Yeti.
The forehead. I tried. I couldn't do it.
But I guess like if you're not quite at your goal weight.
That's good.
Just another challenge too, which this is like it's a sensitive. It's a sensitive sentence I'm about to say.
Okay.
I mean no disrespect. But here's what I think is interesting.
That always starts with like something like right before you say something disrespectful.
I know. And I really don't want it to. But
you've disclaimered it.
Well, yeah.
Let it flow.
Let me let it flow. And then I can try to backpedal if it sounds bad.
It sounds about right.
There are some celebrities who, when they became famous, were super, super thin. And then anytime they, I mean, I feel bad for them because anytime they put on weight,
everyone's
like,
oh, look at that
she
huge person.
There's a very few celebrities, like a little handful, who hit their fame, started in
big.
What other people might call chubby.
Right.
And so one of the
like
people
the
like.
Plus size model, which
right.
is like 10.
Size 8, yeah.
Yeah, size 8 or 10.
Right. So one of the people who comes to mind as, in my opinion, a beauty icon, glamour model who might be considered plus size would be Adele. And she hit her peak of fame as that size. I just think, like, Adele is killing it.
Yeah.
Like, just channel your Adele. Like,
ooh, I'm gonna,
I don't know. Maybe just find inspiration from not necessarily the stick figures on your Pinterest feed. Find inspirations from, like, the people who are pulling it together, even though they might not be.
That's good.
Your goal weight.
Well, and don't wait until, like, well, when I'm my goal weight.
Right. And until then I'll hide.
Then I'm going to just really go after it and take care of myself. But, like, why even put on makeup if I'm not there yet? Because it's kind of like, yeah, you could live there, though, for a long time. So dress yourself. Exactly. Compliment your body. And then if you lose weight, awesome. If you don't, then you're looking great.
Yeah,
you
are. Exactly. And maybe it's it is your new body and you're just figuring out how to own it.
What do you think,
another
Adele?
Person, Adele, that's the part that I didn't want to sound disrespectful because I love Adele so much. I don't want to give anyone any body issues.
I don't think she would take that disrespectfully.
Christina Hendricks on Mad Men. She's
redhead?
Yeah, the redhead.
Mm.
She's very curvy, even though she's another one of those illusions where it's like, is she? Oh, she's size 6 or 8.
Oh, she's normal?
Super normal. But she's super curvy. So she's another one of those where it's like, first of all, she's probably in a bunch of corsets, but it's like, we might even have the same body right now, but man, she's rocking those curves in ways that I am totally not. But man, I could put some red lipstick on. Channel her and Adele a little bit.
She's very pretty.
Red lipstick. Works on any size.
All these moms and stay-at-home people are sitting at home right now in like a Tweety Bird oversized t-shirt with holes in it, just like slowly rubbing red lipstick. It's like all smearing around the outside of their face, like, I can do this. I've got my power lipstick on. And then they walk in to get their baby out of the crib, and she's like,
oh, gosh, this is good.
Okay.
Good stuff. So that was just a little not at your goal weight moment.
Go weight. Be at your goal style, even if you're not at your goal weight.
Boom. Listen to that.
I just made that right up.
Listen to that. Okay, so let's go to some emotional ones.
Emotional ones.
I don't know if I have advice for these, but that's okay.
What do you do to pull it together when your kids are, like, I don't know, having a meltdown in the middle of a store?
You know what I do?
What?
I think I read a meme once, but it's totally true. Don't yell at your kids in public. Lean in 1 inch from their face and whisper. It's way more terrifying or something like that. I am the queen of whispering in their ear.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's not necessarily my finest moment.
What do you whisper?
I think I told my 2-year-old once, if you scream again, I will cut you.
I will cut you.
But she didn't really know what that meant. It was more for me.
Until she tells her therapist when she's like 18 years old.
She's like, I have this vague repressed memory.
My mom whispering that she's going to cut me. And they're like,
I don't normally tell my kids that I'll cut them. Normally it's a very measurable disciplinary action. Like, when we get back to the car, I swear to you. And then I'm like, I have to finish that sentence.
You're not getting those jelly beans.
Yeah. Remember those jelly beans? Gone. Gonsies.
That's good.
When your kids are having a meltdown in public, I don't really know. I know that I'm not a yeller. I am a whisperer and a reminder, but there are moments where I feel
yelling is never
helpless.
Helping. I don't feel like, here's the thing, no matter what your kid's doing in public, I don't think it's ever appropriate to yell, and it never makes you look put together because you just hear the mom that's like, Joseph! Joseph! And half the time the kids like wandered a yard away from the cart, and you're like, everyone's kids are a yard away from their cart. So if everyone was screaming Joseph at the top, and your child was, like, not that bad and no one would have noticed, but now that you're screaming at the top of your lungs.
You know what I think it is, though?
We're like, you don't have it together.
Right. I think the thing is that everyone wants to make sure, parents-wise.
Like, I'm trying!
Yes. Every parent wants to make sure that everyone knows they know and they're taking some sort of action.
Right.
So anyway.
That's true. But Opal's thrown a few little... I wouldn't call him a tantrum because I called it a tantrum. Like, she's kind of having, like, tantrums. And the doctor was like, no, tantrums are, like, banging her head against the wall. And I was like, oh, no, not those.
Right, yeah.
Childlike behaviors.
Yeah, throwing a fit.
Throwing a fit. Just little squeals.
Yeah.
Little squeals for no reason, and I can't, like, stop her. And then I, like, do I put my hand over her mouth? that I'm giving her attention for doing it. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Just a shrill little pterodactyl, like, long scream that, like, just keeps happening.
Yeah.
And so...
Do you keep your cool or you just kind of internally panic or...
Internally panic. Right. There's sweating involved. There's... usually I'm just thinking, like, everyone's looking at me. Walter, get out.
Walter Shaley's son. You don't hear about him a lot. Opal's the favorite child, and Walter was the firstborn.
I just locked Walter in the basement. Walter is the firstborn, and I think he's resentful because Opal's getting all the attention.
He's a little resentful.
Keep him in a baby gate in the basement.
Walter is a dog, just in case that's...
French bulldog. Okay, anyway. But just taking a deep breath and, like, talking through it in your mind, like, no one else thinks this is as big of a deal as I think it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And those people who do, I don't care about. And it'll be okay. And it's everyone's been there. They've either been there or I don't care. Right. I mean, at the end of the day, what? Like, if somebody's like, she's a terrible mother. And, like, thinks that, stranger, in their head. Yeah, think, stranger, that I don't know your thoughts and nor do I care because we don't know each other.
Also, you had kids, what, 20 years ago? I'm sure that they were angels all the time and you're remembering everything correctly.
They were probably angels because they literally were spanked at school by other people. Like, different time.
If you're listening, spank your kids at school.
Teachers.
I was going to say, we can do, like, disciplinary heavy stuff in a different episode. One, I'll just give, like, a little example at that recently happened in a grocery store.
Please do.
I was having an epiphany. Of something I'd read much earlier and kind of forgotten about. But anyway, so two-year-olds are really hard because there's really no reasoning.
Don't tell me.
They're just raw emotion, but there's no, like, logic yet.
Yeah.
Sounds
wonderful.
So Nora has decided that she hates grocery carts. She doesn't want to ride in them anymore. She wants to walk. I want to walk! Which is terribly inefficient, and it's not working for me. So
you're like, but I park by the cart! Your body goes in the cart!
Yeah, well, and also just, yeah, no. Okay. She doesn't need to walk. So I know the first time I let her walk, it's going to be even harder next time.
Because then
so
she'll always
literally never have her walk. So I've let her choose. She can sit on her bottom in the base of the cart or she can sit in the seat which strapped, which maybe I shouldn't have even opened that. But anyway, so then she'll choose the base of the cart and at least have her in the cart. Well, anyway, this most recent grocery trip, she decided that she wanted to stand up, which is dangerous. It's not okay. So I would say you need to sit down. This would go on and on. And then she'd scream.
Okay. What are your other kids doing during this? Walking?
No, they're in the other parts of the cart.
The big target.
If anyone's walking, it's Callie.
Okay.
Anyway. But anyway, so she would stare me in the eyes and then stand and just wanted a reaction at this point. And then over and over and over again. So anyway, I had this weird memory of something I'd read, which was if kids are having excess energy, they're kind of acting out. Try this. And I was like, what? That's weird. Have them clasp their hands together. It was the strangest thing ever.
Shaking
just sort of like just literally giving them an action to do. Just something.
They have energy they're expending.
And then I thought, I wonder if I should try that because right now she's rebelling by standing up. There's no action in between. So I was like, maybe I can give her a new action. Keep your hands together, and then the worst case if she's rebelling, it's because she's taking her hands apart, which is what she did.
So much better.
For an hour,
she sat there and put those hands together.
And she'd do it, and then she'd for 5 seconds, and then she'd stare me in the eyes and then just pull them apart. You put those hands together, but it was a different fight.
Yeah,
it was a new fight, and it was a quiet fight.
You're acting like, oh man, those hands apart are really driving me
crazy. Right, which I don't care about at all.
No, you don't care
about it. But I do think something happened when her hands were together. It's almost like, I don't even know. There's science behind sitting cross-legged. It's kind of keeps your energy contained. And just gives you I don't know. Behavior is better when you have, I don't know, containment of some sort. So it's some sort of the energy now that was going into your freaking out hands are now going into the other hand and you're just
maybe
calm.
I should try that just in
you
life.
Should do that when you're freaking out.
I'll just sway back and forth and I'll keep
anyway but
fast.
We can do discipline stuff otherwise, but I don't know, that just I was really about to lose it, one of those maybe I'll just leave the frozen groceries in the middle of the aisle and leave because I can't take it anymore.
Oh my goodness.
And then I thought of that and it actually worked, so there you go.
That's
and
a
then
good
I
one.
Whispered
I'll cut you
I swear.
Katie's never actually cut her children.
I've never cut, and
just
I don't,
that umbilical cord.
Well, I don't think I actually, I maybe have said that one time as a joke, but I don't think I've actually said
it. It was like
that.
One of those jokes that you're like, ha, 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 and your kids are like, I didn't even get it.
To myself when she was like one. That was for me. Anyway, so there you go. That's pulling it together.
We talked about filling it together, pulling it together when you're not at your goal weight.
Yeah.
When you aren't feeling fresh and so clean. When your challenge is just physically getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
When you have way too much baby gear.
Yeah.
When your kids are having a meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing we have that we kind of brainstormed was pulling it together when you're around challenging people. So this would be less about pulling it together physically.
Just pulling it together in the old brain.
And mentally.
Yeah.
Pulling it together so you don't say something you might regret.
Yeah.
Or so you can still actually enjoy the time.
Yeah, enjoy the time. Yeah. Someone you're required to spend time with, whether it be like a coworker that you work with or like a, I don't know, extended family member.
Yeah.
Non-extended family member.
Immediate family member. Immediate
family member.
Podcast host.
Podcast host. If you're like committed to like a whole brand with them and you're just kind of stuck now.
Are we a brand?
I think so, kiddo.
Oh, man.
I think so. I have two tips for this subcategory.
I love everyone.
I'm going to quote Jen Fortner,
our
host or our guest from a couple episodes ago. Everyone is your teacher. Everyone has a little lesson.
Yoda.
That you're going to learn. And maybe it's even just, maybe the lesson is literally, this is a challenging person to be around.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn how to be more patient. That's what they're teaching me to do.
That's good.
But what if it's literal? Together. What if they literally have a little nugget that you can learn from them?
Even if it's just something that you learn yourself.
Yeah, sure.
From, like, they're not literally teaching you something, like, physically saying something, but even, like, yeah, their personality helps you learn something on your own.
Yeah. And then the other life hack, and this is from the Pete Holmes podcast, You Made It Weird, which is one of my favorites.
I'm sure he listens. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Pete. You can come on if you want.
Anytime. No, you can't.
No.
You're not a mom. We'll compromise.
His little life hack is, it's almost like casting all the people that you're around in a play about those people. And so, like, let's say, I think his example was, like, his mom's a little bit challenging. And so when she says something, he'd be like, oh, that is so mom. Like, that's... That's right. Exactly what mom would say.
Of course
right now.
She would say that. Right, like, exactly the line I would write for her.
That was the line I would write for her. It's almost kind of like removing, it's still being present, but it's kind of removing yourself from the emotion of it, the
and taking
of
your
it.
Control out of it.
Right.
Because it's like, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
That's a good one.
So everybody's acting in a play you wrote about your family, and you're like, ah, saw that coming.
I knew you were going to say something offensive about my outfit.
Exactly. Exactly. That is so you. That's so you.
So, like, they're all on Friends.
Yeah.
Katie's exactly. The Chandler.
Yeah. But you keep it in your brain. And then the other thing I would say, too, is that something I've been learning a lot is just kind of releasing the responsibility that you need to change anyone. Like, what
good.
If everyone's just fine? And what if it's not your job to fix anyone?
Oh.
And what if every person you're around is just exactly
how they're supposed
to be, and it's all good? And if you keep having problems with people, maybe the common denominator
is you.
Is you.
Sometimes when people are just complaining about, like, all these people in their lives, and like, and then this person was a terrible blow-up, and then this person was that, and I'm like,
I'm noticing
one
common denominator.
I can find one thing in common. And then also, I will say, too, when I'm getting annoyed by people, not that ever happens, anybody that I know in real life, ever.
Vanessa.
Sorry, Vanessa, I'm throwing you under the bus. But I feel like any situation, or even, like, my siblings, because we're, like, really open, I'll always be like, you're bothering me.
Right.
Or they'll be like, why would you say that?
Right.
But anytime I'm ever, like, annoyed by something or like a situation
right.
or like whatever, usually and sometimes if there's any conflict at all, I'm always like I can have nothing to do with the conflict and I'm just like, wait, like I'm like gonna cry because everyone's not getting along
right.
like I want everyone to get along. But then also if it's something that I'm just kind of like, what time is it? Like, what time are they supposed to be here? Right. Like I was supposed to blah, 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 blah. Well, first of all, I'm late half the time. Second of all, it usually boils down to, like, I'm being somewhat selfish and I'm mad at them for being somewhat selfish, but really we're all being somewhat selfish. Because I'm like, wait, they're doing something that works best for them and their family, and, like, I'm annoyed because I want what's best for me and my family.
We're tied for selfish.
Right. Therefore, we're tied for selfish instead of if everyone just tried to understand a little bit more.
Right.
And I think, like, my sister was my brother and sister-in-law were late one night for one of the things we were doing for Christmas. And I was kind of like, where are they? They don't even have kids. And they were like, sorry, we're running late. And then they got there and it was like, she was like, I just got out of the shower and, like, my hair dryer broke. And then Chase had to go, like, get me a new one. And then, like, it was this big mess. And then, like, and, you know, it was like Christmas. So she wanted to, like, not have her hair wet.
Right.
Understandable.
Right.
And anyway, and then I was like, oh man, there was a lot going on. Like, we didn't have anything like that. And then, like, a day later was, like, our extended family Christmas thing, and my sister and her husband's family were late. And I was kind of like, where are they? They know they were taking the gigantic 30-person picture, right, at 4. And they were, like, really, really late. Anyway, they came in, and my sister was, like, later. She's like, oh, my goodness. And I was like, what? And she's like, we couldn't find Ryan anywhere, and we thought she had, like, left the house. And, like, we had the whole neighborhood looking, and, like, hid in her closet and wouldn't come out, and they couldn't find her. And she was just, like, hiding.
Oh, man.
And she's like, anyway. And then we had to discipline her. And then she was really upset. And that's why we were late. And I'm like, that sounds terrible.
Right. Benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. But the whole time, I'm just kind of thinking, like, was she just putting her makeup on? You know, or whatever. Right, right. And not that I was even, like, mad. But those are just two situations to where you're like, I could be selfish of my time.
Right.
And when they're just trying to, like, get through life. And there's been so many other times, like, I'm late.
Right.
Like, Jonathan and I are late. And I'm like, because I have one kid, everyone. I have one child. So anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that also, yeah, checking yourself and you're like, is this a big deal in the grand scheme of things?
No, it's not.
When you look at, like, all of the other things that could be wrong in life, you're like, usually what it boils down to is, like, I need to not be selfish. And even if they do it all the time and you never do it or whatever, it's like, in the grand scheme of things, though, it's their character.
Yeah.
Not like a bad character, but like their character and friends.
It's their
character that you're writing.
In the play of your life.
Yeah. They always, it's like, yeah, they're like the Kramers. They always like come in fashionably late.
Yeah. That's funny.
Not that my, like, family's always late. I'm sorry, Chase and Michelle and Chelsea and Craig.
They actually seem like they're probably very punctual.
Yeah.
Sure.
My family's, I wouldn't say anyone in my family is very punctual.
That's okay. It's okay.
Like, none of us in the immediate family.
So were. People acting in a play of your own life is kind of a good little transition into this last tip that sort of spans all of the categories. And I heard this once on another podcast.
Plagiarism. If you're in a, brought to you by plagiarism.
If you're in a rut, whether it's emotional, physical, if you're going through a hard time where it's hard to get out of bed or it's hard to get dressed, if you're just feeling kind of like in a rut.
It's winter. It's easy to do.
It's kind of funny to do a mental life hack where you're like, I think this is from Being Boss. Shout out to that podcast.
It's one of our favorites.
It's if you're like...
we're Being Boss right,
like,
now. You're
like, I'm not just a new mom in a new city who's struggling to make it all work. I'm gonna pretend I'm in the movie about me, where I'm being played by Drew Barrymore, and I'm a new mom in a new city. And when Drew Barrymore does it in a movie, she still looks fabulous. She still gets dressed. I'm gonna sit up a little straighter, and I'm gonna put on my red lipstick. There's
cameras on me,
and there's cameras on me. So even it's though this comical. Situation,
like, Drew Barrymore just spilled coffee all over myself on my way to my interview.
It's supplying the conflict for the movie, because if there's no conflict in a movie, it's the most boring movie in the world. So let's just say that this conflict, or this difficult person, or this child throwing a tantrum in Hobby Lobby.
Or in my house.
In your house. Opal, is that you?
She's drifting off quietly to bed, peacefully.
I need my mom. Anyway, put on that red lipstick.
Slowly and messily, put on that red lipstick.
Put on your combat boots, or your one with a little bit of heel, or whatever it is. Whatever that makes you feel a little sassy. Put on your all black if that's what's making you feel it. Your high-waisted mom jeans, tuck it all in. And be fabulous through this conflict.
Be fierce.
Pretend you're on the Truman Show and everybody's watching.
Fabulous.
We're and you're watching. Gonna go, I'm handling it.
Everyone is watching nowadays with social media.
It's true.
Snap a selfie. We'll all be watching.
We'll be watching. Go on Instagram Live.
Yeah. I did that once and I like started it and then it said, like, it said like one eyeball was was watching and then I like immediately was like, bah!
I'm scared.
What was I doing? Like I felt like I had to have like a monologue prepared, like, hey, on Facebook Live. I just want to say, cute. You look cute too. Thanks, Jan. I'm like, what if no one's watched? Like they talk to the people who are commenting. Anyway, it was overwhelming.
Love it.
I lasted 1 second.
So girls, you got this.
You got this. Maybe we'll Instagram or Facebook Live sometime. So, segment?
Yeah, I want to revisit one of our old improv games. See how you fare.
Which one?
Let's try word at a time story.
Okay.
Remember that one?
Yeah, let's...
Where we say every...
Other.
Word. Mm. You got it.
Peacock.
Peacock, okay. Peacock.
I don't know. Your coffee cup reminded me of peacock feathers. That's right.
Marsha
has
a
peacock.
She...
thinks
it's
so
cool. She's
always
talking
about it.
Her
peacock.
Her
peacock
can
fly. So
can
I. One
day
I
flew
over
her
peacock.
Take
that,
Marsha!
Then I wanted it to get to where I could sneak over and pluck out all of the peacock's feathers. Oh my gosh. That's how I could fly.
You had a whole plan. A whole
devious plan.
So wait, the peacock's magical feathers are what fueled your flying ability?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
The peacock didn't have any feathers left. I don't think Marsha will figure it out.
Hey, that was really good, Shaylee.
My peacock's feathers.
That was quick. That was like, I was a good pace.
Fifth time's a charm.
Walter, get out of here.
That's that live French bulldog.
Hey, buddy. Out. Out. Get out. Sorry.
Oh, my love, me. Who's that baby in my house?
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in front of a live French bulldog in Springfield, Missouri. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you guys on Instagram, Facebook, or feel free to email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes. The more reviews, the more visible we are in the iTunes store.